Good morning, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the conference call of Vulcabras S.A. to release the results of the fourth quarter of 2017. Today here with us, we have Mr. Pedro Bartelli, CEO, Mr. André Camargo Bartelli, Member of the Board of Directors, Mr. Edvaldo Rogério de Pedro, CFO and IRO, and Mr. Valdinei Tortorelli, Investor Relations Manager. This conference call is being recorded, and all participants will be connected in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Then we are going to start a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. If any of you need any assistance during this conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. This conference call is also being simultaneously transmitted on the internet through a webcast and may be accessed at the address www.vulcabrasasaleiari.com.br, where the slide deck is also available. The slide of selection can be controlled by you. A replay of this conference call will be available right after its end. As a reminder, webcast participants may register through the website, may ask questions to Vulcabras S.A. that will be answered after the end of the conference call by its investor relations department. Before proceeding, statements made during this conference call regarding Vulcabras S.A. business prospects, operational and financial projections and goals, they are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and based on information currently available to Vulcabras S.A. Forward-looking statements are not guarantee of performance because they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they refer to future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of Vulcabras S.A. and may lead to results that will be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pedro Bartelli, CEO of the company, who is going to start the presentation. Please, Mr. Bartelli, you may start.
Good morning. Welcome to this conference call to release the results of Vulcabras S.A. The numbers of 2017 consolidate the good results of the modernization work of the company that we started in 2015. After many years of hard work, we have made the company a brand manager with a highlight to our own brands that today are our main assets. Olímpicos is leader in the sale of sports shoe wear in Brazil, and S.A. is one top of mind in the women's shoe wear segment. In 2017, we recovered a satisfactory profitability level that make it possible for us to see good opportunities in the future. Along 2017, Vulcabras S.A. has sold 24.4 million pairs of shoes and items of clothing with an 11.4% growth in its revenue. The EBITDA reached 296.5 million, an amount that is 59% greater than the result of 2016, thereby reaching the EBITDA margin of 23.5%, a level that is a leader in the shoe wear industry. The net income of 188.9 million is five times greater than the value of 2017. The company has drastically reduced its bank debt because of generation of EBITDA and the results coming from its re-IPO. At the end of 2017, our net debt was negative. The company has also invested in modernization of its manufacturing plant in 2017, delivering 61.7 million, an amount that is 27.5% greater than investment of 2016. In 2018, our manufacturing complexes will continue to receive investments with funds from our IPO. We have also completed the renewal of the tax incentive on income tax in the manufacturing unit of Bahia that will be in effect until December 2016. The incentive for our unit in Sergipe is in the process of renewal. The year of 2017 also marked the recovery of the sales of sports shoewear in Brazil, led by Olympicus, ahead of all brands, including global brands, according to Kantar World Panel survey. This was the seventh year when Olympicus sponsored the International Marathon of Rio de Janeiro, and the leading Brazilian sports brand supports and sponsors and incentive sports that are growing in Brazil. In the fourth quarter, Olympicus launched a new film with a fitness campaign in TV. The slogan is Sports is for You. The positioning has the objective of reaching or athletes of the everyday, amateur athletes that want to exercise. Azaleia, one of the dearest brands for women, is going through a restructuring and repositioning on the market, and its results are expected for the coming month. In addition to the operational results, the re-IPO that took place in October is a confirmation of the changes that management implemented over the past few years, focusing on brand management, market intelligence, and austerity in processes. This operation reflects the solidity in our business and the commitment of management with a sustainable growth strategy. The launch of our stock option plan in the beginning of 2018 also certifies the alignment of our management with the company's long-term objectives, with a new phase with greater interaction with the capital's market. The work in Vulca Brasas Alea is to attain the best results in the industry, to be close to consumers with high technology shoes with information in fashion and democratic prices. Now, to address the financial part, I would like to turn it over to Mr. Andre Bartelli. Good morning, everyone. We start the presentation on slide 2. On the fourth quarter of 2017, the gross volume of our revenues totaled 5.9 million of pairs of items, a drop of 10.1 as compared to the total in the fourth quarter of 2016 of 6.6 million pairs items. The variation is due almost exclusively to reduction in women's shoes, still showing the decision that we made in the past of directing our production capacity from women's shoes to sports shoes. There was an impact in the seasonality of sales of other shoe wear in the foreign market. The gross volume of our revenues totaled 24.4 million pairs of items as compared to 3% when compared to the volume of 2016. The highlight is still on sports shoe wear, whose growth was 12.6%, and on clothing with 30.5%. Women's shoe wear or footwear had a drop of 16.7%, especially because of a drop in capacity.
On page 3, we have the net revenue per product line. The fourth quarter of 2017, we see a slowdown of retail sales more intense on the month of October, and part of our customers wanted to review the orders for December, and this way we didn't want to create accumulation of stock in the point of sale. Merchandises were made available to other customers due to low demand combined to the fact that we were close to Christmas. We had holidays in our plans, avoiding an increase of stocks. The net revenue of the fourth quarter of 17 grew. The net revenue total 314.6 million reais, with a high of 2.4% based on the 307.1 million reais of the fourth quarter of 2016. The income of athletic footwear continued growing, and there was a growth of 19.3% a year. On the other hand, in the female footwear, there was a drop in sales vis-a-vis the same period last year of 25.4% in the quarter and 17.6% during the year, caused mainly by the maintenance of the transfer and strategy of productivity capacity of female footwear to athletic footwear. As I mentioned, we will expect better figures for the female sector during the second quarter of this year. In the consolidated results of 2017, the net income was 1,263.1 million reais. Result was 11.4% higher than the year of 2016, where the income was 1,134.2 million reais. When we go to page number 4, here we have net income per market. The net income of the fourth quarter of 2017 in the domestic market was 287 million reais, an increase of 5.2% vis-a-vis the fourth quarter of 2016, and the income was 272.7 million. The foreign market, the net income during the fourth quarter was 27.6 million reais, with a drop of 19.8% vis-a-vis the 34.4 million that were registered during the fourth quarter of 2016. In direct sales to third parties in the foreign market, there was a drop in the income of the fourth quarter when we compare it to the same period of last year. So we have a more linear supply during 2017 and 2016. Major concentration of income during the second system because of the recovery of the Argentine market due to a local partner, something that we did not find in 2017. So sales were more spaced throughout the year. Now, in sales abroad, we had commercial difficulties, especially in Colombia because of the economic crisis, because of the increase of consumption taxes. In February 2017, there was a drop in income of in the fourth quarter of 2017 and throughout the year of 2017 for foreign partners. In 2017, we total 122.2 million reais, an increase of 13.5% when we compare it to 2016, when the net income was 988.6 million. In the foreign market, the net income in 2017 was 140.9 million reais, 3.2% lower than the 145.6 million of 2016. This drop is partially justified by the appreciation of our currency vis-a-vis the dollar throughout the year 2017. Going to page number 5, the gross income during the fourth quarter of 2017 was 119.7 million reais, an increase of 7.1% when we compare it to the 111.8 million that were registered during the fourth quarter of 2016. The gross margin was 38.7% during the fourth quarter of 2016, 1.6 percentage points above fourth quarter of 2016. The gross margin of the fourth quarter of 2017 maintained the growth trend. There was lower production in December because of holidays or vacations, and the margin of the month was lower as a consequence of the trimester. During 2017, the gross income was 482.4 million where with an expansion of 22.9% over the 392.6 million attained throughout the year of 2016. The margin in 2017 was 38.2%, 3.6 percentage points above 2016. On page 6, on the left-hand side, we have sales expenses. Here we have commission expenses, royalties, expenses with personnel, freights, commercial supplies. These represented a drop of 5.9% during the fourth quarter of 2017 compared to the fourth quarter of 2016. We registered 34.8 million compared to the 37 million of the last year. In 2017, there was a high of 6.8%. We started with 124.5 million in 2016 to 133 million during the year 2017. The expenses with shares of the net revenue dropped 0.9 percentage points during the fourth quarter, and throughout the year, the drop was 0.5 percentage points, going from 11% of the net income to 10.5%. On the right-hand side, we have our expenses with marketing advertisements that were 12.4 million reais, a drop of 11.4% when we compare it to the 14 million of expenses during the fourth quarter of 2016. In 20, In 2017, expenses totaled $48.8 million, a drop of 17.6% when we compare it to the expenses of 2016 that were $59.2 million. Although there has been a sharp reduction in this area, the marketing and propaganda plans have been proposed and carried out. There is a non-renewal of sponsorship of the CBV for 2017 with the percentage of the revenue. We totaled 3.9% of 2017 compared to 5.2% in 2016. For 2018, we want to increase our expenses with marketing to the levels closer to 2016 regarding the participation on net income, although we expect lower figures than in 2016. And in page 6, the management expenses were $19.6 million during the fourth quarter of 2017, totaling a reduction of 14% regarding the $22.8 million during the fourth quarter of 2016. And the percentage of the net income was a drop of 1.2 percentage point, going to 7.4%, and in the fourth quarter of 2016 to 6.2% during the fourth quarter of 2017. In 2017, vis-a-vis 2016, there was a drop of 1.4% of administrative and general expenses, going to 78.3%, going towards $77.2 million. Where we compare the percentage over the net income, we see there was a drop of 0.8 percentage points during the period. We are always working to reduce our expenses, but we don't expect significant gains in administrative and general expenses. And specifically during the fourth quarter of 2017, the drop was an effective comparison to the fourth quarter of 2016, where we had some atypical expenses. And going to page 8, on the right-hand side, we have the evolution of the net debt in 2017, dropped 525.3 million reais. This is due to better generation of operating cash and to net resources obtained after a public offering. This way, we lowered our indebtedness together with the parent company. So now we have net cash and we have significant evolution regarding the company. On the left-hand side, we have the net financial result that represented expenses of $11 million in the fourth quarter of 2017 with a drop of 42.7% vis-a-vis the results of fourth quarter of 2016. That was an expense of $19.2 million. The reduction would have been higher if it weren't for the exchange impacts that during the fourth quarter were $5.6 million negative vis-a-vis $12.7 positive million in the fourth quarter of 2016. Financial expenses year to date went from $82.1 million in 2016 to $49.6 million in 2017 with a drop of 39.6%.
Now on page 9, the net income of the fourth quarter of 2017 was 45.4 million BRLs, an increase of 233.8 over the profit of the fourth quarter of 2016, which was 13.6 million. The significant growth in the face value of net income drove the net margin from 4.4 to 14.4, with an increase of 10 percentage points above fourth quarter of 2016. It's important to highlight that we had a gain in equity of 7.4 million BRLs, of which 7 million are relative to a non-recurring operation and the purchase of an interest in a company that we already had a share. More about that you can see in our management report and also in our financial statements. Now looking at the numbers for the year, the net income for 2017 was 188.9 million BRLs, five times more than that of 2016. The net margin in the period grew 11.9 percentage points, going from 3.1 in 2016 to 15% in 2017. Now on page 10, Our EBITDA was 70.4 million in the fourth quarter of 2017, an expansion of 25% as compared to the 56.3 million that we had in the fourth quarter of 2016. The EBITDA margin grew 4.1 percentage points, reaching 22.4% in the fourth quarter of 2017 as compared to 18.3% in the fourth quarter of 2016. In 2017, EBITDA was 296.5 million BRLs, a growth of 59% over the 186.5 million that we had in 2016. The EBITDA margin grew 7.1 percentage points, reaching 23.5% in 2017. On page 11, we are presenting the ROIC. Here there are two concepts that we call the normal ROIC and the adjusted ROIC. And the adjusted ROIC, in our opinion, is the best because it excludes the goodwill from acquisitions and investments in controlled companies under our management. If we see the last 12 months to capture the seasonality of the business with an effective income tax and not the theoretical income tax rate of 34%. The return on invested capital reached 29.9% in 2017, and the adjusted ROIC reached, in 2017, 40.7%. Now, on page 12, on the top part of the slide, you can see the cash generation for 2017. With EBITDA of 296.5, an increase in net capital from the ICO of 541.7 million, the reduction in circulating capital or working capital of 43.5 million made it possible to reduce our bank liabilities by 444.5 million BRLs. Even so, there was a reduction of 256.5 in the long-term liabilities comprised by our financial commitments with the shareholders of the controlling group that were 250.1 million BRLs that were settled with the funds coming from the IPO. We also had a significant reduction in the immobilized assets of 50.5 million BRLs. And significant part of our working capital regards the reduction of our accounts receivable, which has reached a level of days of sales that is low for this time of the year. This can be explained because a significant share of the revenue is coming from smaller customers who have smaller payment times. We hope that at least part of this time reduction with regards to receivables will be reversed along 2018. In the lower part, you can see the investments that we made in the fourth quarter of 2017, which totaled 15.7 million BRLs in immobilized or fixed assets, with a highlight with machinery equipment and manufacturing facilities that grew 44.7% and 66.7% respectively. This is due because we intensified our project to modernize our manufacturing facilities and will present even greater number in terms of investment along 2018. Year-to-date numbers, investment in fixed assets totaled 61.7 million BRLs, 27.5% greater than the 48.4 million BRLs that were invested in 2016. In this manner, we close our presentation, and now we have some time for questions and answers. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to take your question from the list, please press star 2. Our first question comes from Luiz Felipe Guanay from BTG Pactual. Good morning, everyone. Could you give us more detail of the sellout in the first month of the year? How is Olympicus performing? And I would also like to hear some more about the competition, especially competition against international brands in Brazil. Good morning, this is Pedro Bartelli speaking. Well, first, in the end of the year, we felt a retraction in the market, which made it slightly difficult for us to confirm all our orders. We needed to adjust our portfolio, but it was slightly more difficult for us to reach our objectives. The so-called bad mood in the market continues. The first months of the year show slightly more difficulty. We in Vulcabras comply with our objective and we are within our budget, but there is still great anxiety in the market in terms of the recovery, because we were expecting recovery to come faster, and which is not happening. We didn't feel a drop, but we didn't really feel a growth. The market is still very cautious in its long-term purchases. We at Vulcabras, because our portfolio is usually, our items are bought way ahead, a long time before, and we feel that there's a caution in the market, because it sounds like they were expecting a growth or improvement to come about faster. We feel that there's a kind of a standstill. And the second part was the competition. Yes, I would like to hear the competition and how are international brands doing in Brazil. Well, last year we felt that there was more rationality for the international brands. And with the World Cup and the Olympic Games, the international brands had a strategy of gaining share with subsidized products. The numbers for international markets were not good in Brazil before, and this was an opportunity we had, but along 2017 we felt more rationality. And even the domestic production of international brands has been growing a little. But now this has stabilized, or it stabilized last year, and we don't see any significant changes this year. The competition scenario this year is similar to last year's. Thank you very much. The next question comes from Lucas Lagin from Credit Suisse. Good morning. I have two questions, and even slightly related to the previous question, in thinking about the sales in the beginning of the year, how do you see the receptiveness of the new collection? And now think about Azalea in the turnaround. How is it evolving? Could you explain this increase in share in the other company that you have acquired? So I'll talk about sales, and Andre is going to talk about PAR. So on sales, unusually this year, we launched our collection in January. We usually launch our collections in November. But as we had an excellent receptiveness of our previous collection, we decided to turn the year with the same collection, because our order portfolios were still very good. So we started selling the new collection in January. Receptiveness is very good. We have already managed to build a portfolio that is enough, slightly more than enough, to plan our manufacturing plants in the way we need. They are very well accepted. Our prices are very competitive. We are very optimistic with Olympicus, and we are very optimistic with our product collection. And our challenge from now on with Olympicus is to expand the divisions within Olympicus, the different categories. Olympicus is very strong in running, sports and fitness, and there are some other categories that are growing, for example, kids, and then sports lifestyle that has been growing considerably, and other sports modalities that we are going to start operating slightly stronger. Olympicus is a market leader with significant share, and we need to grow in other categories. With regard to Azalea, just as a reminder, last year we decided to transfer part of Azalea's production to sports, because in sports we had better margin. Azalea was going through a restructuring. We have kept a smaller production for Azalea. This started in half of last year, in the middle of last year, and because Azalea is going through a restructuring, we are working very much intensely within this industry with the products, because Azalea needs to modernize the design of its shoes, and we are building this industry in terms of synchrony of operations in women's products that is doing very well. Collections are being launched every 2 months. In the past, we used to have two major collections in a year only. And this is going very well, but we are not yet very happy in terms of product collections and how modern our products for women are. And so we hope that in the second half of this year, this restructuring is complete and we hope to see growth. I believe that in the second quarter of this year, we will already be seeing some better results. But we're in the middle of the restructuring, and the focus of the company is now to do a little bit of what we did with Olympicus.
This is Andre speaking and talking about the acquisition of PAR. PAR is the owner of Brisa. Brisa is a supplier of fabrics and also plated material, and they supply material to us. Bucabras had 25% of shares since the acquisition of Azalea. We always had four partners. One of them is the partner that manages the business, and throughout this year, one of these four partners wanted to sell their share, and this was negotiated by the company's manager, that is one of the partners. And this is why we carried out a proportional acquisition. The other three partners bought the shares of this partner that left, and now our share is from 25, it went to 33%. This is a company that supplies to Bucabras. We're highly satisfied with the quality of this company, and there is a possibility to increase business with this company. This is a very small acquisition. This is not something that we went after, but this is something that eventually evolved and ended up in this, and we are highly satisfied with this acquisition. We believe that it's a very good company, and this is basically my answer. Thank you very much. We would like to remind you that to pose questions, please press star 1. We are bringing our Q&A session to the end. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Pedro Bartelli for his final remarks. Mr. Pedro Bartelli, you have the floor. Thank you very much. I thank everybody for their participation and our investor relations department that is at your disposal at any moment. Thank you very much. Bucabras Azalea's conference call has come to an end. We thank all of you for your participation. Have a very good day, and thank you very much for using Chorus Call.